Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud, Carl, go over promotion, relegation, and top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
My week was pretty good up until today when I had the absolute worst pizza I've ever had in my life.
Oh, God. Do you want to name the place?
Yes, I do. Actually, you know what? I've already forgotten the name of the place, but it is in Napomo, California. It'll come back to me in a second, and I'll just get blurted out in the middle of the episode.
Sounds good.
How was your week?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm tired. I'm ready for the weekend, but we got big time games tomorrow. We had some big time games this week, so really looking forward to talking about those.
Yeah, I'm super excited to get up tomorrow and watch a bunch of action. Oh, Stefano's, that was the place.
Stefano's in where? What city?
In Napomo, California. Do not eat their pizza. Even if someone has a gun to your head, just tell them to pull the trigger.
All right, Carl. Well, that being said about Stefano's, let's move to the action here. We'll start in the championship on Friday at Ewood Park, where Blackburn Rovers took on Middlesbrough. Burrow gets started right away in the second minute with some nice midfield passing, and Kelechi Iheanacho gets the ball to Tommy Conway, who puts a nice move on the defender, moves up into the 18-yard box, and blasts one past the keeper. Middlesbrough keep pushing in the eighth minute with some more nice passing, this time in the offensive third, and Samuel Illing Jr. puts a ball on net that's deflected by Rovers defender, and the keeper has no chance at making the save on this one. Burrow park the bus for 80 minutes and come away with a 2-0 victory.
Yep. So, as we know, Blackburn is in an absolute free fall. It's all falling apart on the field and off the field. I was reading some articles after this match. I got to watch this whole match today, and I turned it on right before Middlesbrough scored their first goal, then right after they score their second, I'm like, this is going to be a cracker of a match, and then nothing else happened. But I read some articles about the Blackburn's having some real ownership problems, as I think we might have talked about in the past.
I remember we did briefly talk about it. I don't remember what the problems are, though.
Yeah, so Vanke's, the Indian chicken company.
Right. I remember talking about that.
Yeah, so it's gotten so bad now between the fans and the owners that Steve Waggett, and careful with that name, Chief Operating Officer Suhail Pasha and Head of Football Operations Rudy Gestede were urged by fans not to attend this match. They did anyway. They were defiant in watching their team lose at home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fans want them to sell the team. It was Pasha, the, chief operating officer. He said after the game, if you asked our fans at the start of the season what they would have expected with the players we had in the squad, most of the fans would have said we'll get relegated. But here we are sitting just 5 points off the playoffs. So this motherfucker's out here bragging that he put on a team on the field at the beginning of the season that fans would thought would get relegated. Like, you're proud of that? And
Yeah.
now they're,
Yeah.
yeah, now they're
And now
reverting
you've, well,
back to
you've lost like
former.
six straight. Your
Yeah,
fans
so,
hate you.
yeah, not gonna end well for Blackburn this season.
No. I mean, they're lucky they were so far up. They'll just finish middle of the pack, but it's they are free falling.
Yeah, if they had started out shitty and then made a push at the end to get to the middle, that would have been seen as a success probably. But that's how it goes. It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah. And talking about Burrow, since they're the team we really are covering, won three of their last four, making a strong push for that last playoff spot.
Yeah, they're back in it. I mean, you know, they did face Dr. Blackburn today, so that's just what they needed. They needed a nice
Definitely.
checkup. But yeah, I mean, because they were struggling for a while, and Michael Carrick, the manager, was starting to come under fire. So it looks like he's probably quieted down some of that talk about his job.
Yep. I think this definitely helps. What do we got? We're gonna have six more games after this, so let's see how they push going into the final stretch.
Yeah, they're right there in the mix.
Carl, we move to Saturday's games starting in the CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Burnley. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Do you remember who you took?
I hope I went with Burnley.
You did not. You called for the straight draw plus 210.
Oh, God, that never works for me ever.
I did have Coventry in the draw no bet, so we both lost on that one. Coventry would strike first, though, in the 5th minute, pressing in the offensive third. Jack Redoni receives the pass in the 18-yard box and puts a shot on target that's saved by keeper James Trafford. Efren Mason-Clarke takes a shot at the rebound, but it's blocked by the defender right to Haji Wright, who spins around and kicks it in. The Claretts square it up in the 16th minute, putting their own pressure on the defense. Marcus Edwards passes the ball to Josh Cullen inside the penalty area, who makes a pass back to Lyle Foster, who gets a weird touch on the ball, but it leaks out to Jaden Anthony, who puts it in the wide open goal. Coventry give Burnley the lead in the 46th minute when some miscommunication between Brad Collins and defender Liam Kitching leaves them both staring at the ball outside the penalty area, and Jaden Anthony is there to swing in and poach the ball from the stunned Coventry defense to give Burnley the 2-0 victory.
Yeah, big match here. I didn't know Coventry really wanted this one, but I mean, but Burnley, they just keep doing it. And we'll look at the standings here in a little bit, but things are looking good for the Clarets right now. So a couple notes for this.
Yep, I got one big one I want to talk about for sure.
Coventry started their backup goalie because they're starting goalie Oliver Dovin was hurt, and as we saw on Burnley's second goal, could have had something to do with it. You know, you got the backup goalie in
Definitely,
there. Yeah, you got
definitely.
pl playing with the you know the center back playing with a new goalie and just not having the communication down, and it bit them in the arse.
Yes, yes.
Wild I'm Coventry's goal was pretty wild sequence. I was surprised at first that it stood, and then I remembered there's no VAR.
Yep, new
So.
VAR, but this is definitely what I wanted to talk about was the Haji Wright goal. Like, if you're Burnley and you miss like the record by one goal or the clean sheets record or something like that, do you go back and look at this? Like, we got burned on that one.
I mean, yeah, but you know, I mean, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. Like, I mean, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe the Burnley keeper, manager 20 years from now is like in their late leather lazy boy at night
Yep.
watching the highlights with a scotch in their hand, being like, ah, we almost had the record. Haji Wright, you motherfucker. But yeah, you will see. That would definitely be interesting if that happens, though.
I think I don't know if it's even going to be close. I think Burnley are way ahead on both of those records right now. But I just thought about the way their defense is going this season. Like that you could say that could have been a clean sheet again today.
Yeah, and you definitely can tell by this point, it's a huge point of pride for the
Oh
Burnley
yeah.
team to like not give up a goal. Like all the entire team's hands shot up in the air as soon as the ball went in the goal.
Yep.
Like, I mean, maybe they're just so good at their jobs that they know when something's offsides. But
I mean, shoot, that was close too. I mean, I think it was just everyone was kind of confused on where the ball was going to end up. So there was
yeah.
players going in different directions. I don't know if they necessarily held the line.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
That well on that one to know that he was offside, but yeah, they I think you're right about them making it a point of emphasis, like.
Yeah. And apparently I pissed off Jaden Anthony
Ever
now he's just starting to bag goals. I mean,
since you were like, do you think he's not producing enough?
yeah, I mean, neither of these goals was a highlight reel goal.
No, very true, very true.
When you're feeling it, sometimes the goals just find you, and if you be in right place, right time. And yeah, this guy's a player. I can't say anything negative about him at this point. Even though the goals weren't amazing, but he still got them. And he's doing everything else still. Lampard got a red card after the match. Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, I guess he was unhappy with the,
Chirping with the
chirping.
refs.
Yeah, chirping when you following the ref after the whistle blew,
Yep.
and said one thing too many. Said,
Said the magic word, as they say in baseball.
yeah, I think he said to the referee, "You got flat titties." And the referee just said, "Nope, red card, you're gone." And yeah, looking at the stats though, Coventry, it was even. 14 shots for Coventry, 13 for Burnley, 6 target on target for Burnley, 4 for Coventry. And Coventry had double the touches in the box that Burnley did, but Burnley magic just finds its way.
Yep. They definitely had it again today. Let's move to the Hawthorns, where West Bromwich Albion hosted Sunderland. Carl, this was another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
Sunderland, right?
You had West Brom
God
straight up
damn.
for $50. I had Sunderland draw no
I fucking hate you.
bet. A couple of chances for both sides, but the Black Cats start with a Trehume free kick in the 35th minute. That's a good, not great bender, but keeper Joe Wildsmith's hands aren't strong enough to stop the ball, and it sneaks by him for the 1-0 lead. The Baggies would have their chances, but just can't get anything into the net and fall for the second straight week.
Yep. Yeah, the Hume free kick. The commentators are saying, yeah, Wildsmith could have had that save.
I thought so too. Did you have any theories on it?
Now, I don't really have any theories on it, do you?
So, it is. I kind of went straight to baseball, and it's going from the sun into the shade. So at first I thought maybe that, and then this is in slow motion, so who knows how fast like the keeper can see this, but the very beginning where it does go like from light to shade, it like does it in like a strobe light effect, like really quick. It was like boom, 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 you know. And I don't know if maybe that messed with him, you know what I mean?
I think that's a great theory. Because yeah, that I mean, anyone who's ever tried to catch a ball or defend a ball or whatever, when it goes from sun to shade, it really fucks with you. So that's actually a pretty good theory. I like it. I subscribe to your theory.
It was just it's the first thing I thought of, just knowing baseball and how seeing a pitcher go from from the mound to the plate, from sun to shade. That was the first thing, and it did look like, it's like, I don't know, maybe that was it.
I like it. Yeah, not much else for me to say on this. Mundell for Sunderland almost had another great bender. I just missed it. And did you notice is Isid Wilson Isidore in extra time was kind of ball hogging?
Yeah, you think he's trying to
Yeah, they had like a two or three on one, and he just decided, and he had the
Oh,
ball,
I
and
didn't see that.
he had two teammates with him. I mean, they were winning in extra time, but he just like put his head down and was like, "Nope, this is mine," and just I don't know what he shot it at the keeper. Nothing happened, but it's
Tried
like,
to get some stats in. Gotta get those goal bonuses.
yeah, maybe, but yeah, not much else to say about this one. Sunderland's comfortably in fourth, so nothing happened. I mean, that hurts West Brom, obviously, but.
Didn't help West Brom at all. All right, let's move to Kenilworth Road, where Luton Town took on Leeds United. Leeds pepper Luton keeper Tom Kaminski in the first 15 minutes, but it's the Hatters that break through. Pressing in the offensive third, and Jordan Clark puts a nice cross into the 6-yard box where Isaiah Jones was waiting for the tap-in goal. Leeds answer back in the 28th minute when Daniel James has the ball outside the penalty area and fires a missile past the outstretched Kaminski's arm to tie it up. And that's how the game would finish 1-1.
Yep. Few things here. Yeah, Kaminski had some great saves at the beginning of the match. Definitely kept Luton even. And then for Luton's goal, fantastic run by Adebayo. He played some bully ball and shook some guys off him. And then Leeds lo for on the cross, Leeds lost the completely forgot about the guy at the back post.
I mean, that's one of those where there was the middleman, and both defenders shaded towards him being in the middle of the pitch, and then back door wide open.
Wide open. Did you notice? Oh yeah, on Dan James' goal.
Luton's small ass stadium. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was in the Premier League last year.
That's insane. I thought there were rules against that.
Yeah, I thought so too. I've heard that you have to get it built up to a certain capacity in order to be there, but I guess they just were like, I mean, what are we going to do? I think it's like tucked in a neighborhood and there's no place to expand unless they like knock down people's houses.
Well, start knocking them down.
Well, we might not have to worry about that for Luton for a while. They might have to start ripping seats out. But yeah, Dan James' goal was fantastic. Just an absolute laser. Later in the match, there was a great ground cross. I want to say, I can't remember if it was Firpo or who, but someone hit one to Solomon, Manor Solomon, and he just totally missed it. It was right there for him to get the win. Did you notice something about Leeds' lineup?
They brought in Aaronson off the bench.
Yeah, do you know what else?
No, it was nor si no signs.
No, our boy Elon Meslier was benched.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I did notice that. Yeah, I was definitely watching the beginning to see what happened with
Yeah,
that
they finally did it. They listened to the fans, and yeah, they had to at this point, I think.
I mean, it didn't really help him out, but.
I mean, yeah, not really, but you can't just, do that to the rest of the team. Just keep trotting them out there. Can't do it to hit the Meslier either. Can't be destroying his confidence.
Yeah.
Also after Luton scored, before Leeds tied it up, Luton fans were chanting, "Leeds are falling apart again." I just love how everyone else in the championship hates Leeds.
Yeah, loves their misery.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, Carl, let's go to Chasm Stadium where Oxford United hosted Sheffield United. The Blades would dominate this game, but the U's do not disappoint their home crowd. In the 38th minute, a nice long throw in from Will Volks makes it into the 18-yard box and gets headed straight up into the air and falls behind the Sheffield defense right in front of Siriki Dembele, who quickly snaps it past the keeper for the shocking 1-0 lead. Sheffield would continue their dominant performance, but Oxford hold them off for the huge upset in front of the home fans.
Yeah, I guess after that one, you could call the U's the W's. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, so besides Oxford, you know who the happiest team is about this match?
Burnley.
No, okay, them, but I'd say Leeds is even happier.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes, of course. I
Yeah.
think I might have even heard a mention of it in the broadcast because I was watching this game on the way to work.
Yeah, Leeds has got to be jumping.
It's
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It saved Leeds from having the embarrassing weekend. Yeah, for sure.
Totally. Yeah, Oxford's good at home though. They've scored 35 of their 45 points at home.
Yeah, I think we've seen them beat another top tier team, top
Yeah.
table team. In Oxford this season. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there was a little bit of deja vu in this one.
Yeah, but that Chasm Stadium, I don't know, for some reason the whole place just seems like a chill place to, like, go watch a match. Like,
That's the one where you can like see into the parking lot from
oh yeah, you can see all
the
the buses, the cars, like
canteen.
I was like, man, this I'm like feel like I'm at a San Jose Giants game right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like even the security guards were like leaning back against shit, just like soaking up the sunshine.
Oh
Like,
yeah. Oh
like
yeah.
this is a nice paycheck today. But the not what Sheffield United wanted. Luckily Leeds are still being Leeds, so they still have a chance to, be in the top two.
Yeah, it's man. We went over the finish of the year kind of results like right before this fall. Like me and you were both like, yeah, Sheffield Leeds probably 1-2. I don't see anything going on. And now it's just like, oh my God, Burnley's on a tear. Leeds are falling apart. Like
Yeah, if there were any Leeds fans listening to us do the episode, they're probably just like, "No, no, are you mad?"
Yeah. All right, Carl, let's go to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosted Watford. The Robins score first in the 24th minute after a Watford turnover in the defensive third. Bristol pushes the ball into the penalty area. Watford would get a stop, but the ball trickles out, and Ross McCrory bounces one past the keeper for the 1-0 lead. The Robins come right back with a second goal in the 29th minute, pressing the Hornets' defense along the right side. Mark Sykes makes a small but effective pass to Naki Wells, who strolls in and rolls it past the keeper. Watford get one late in the 80th minute when Georgie the Georgian makes a pass up the middle to Mamadou Doumbia. A hard first touch gets away from him, but he recovers nicely and puts a shot bottom corner past the keeper. Unfortunately, it would not be enough, and the Robins take the 2-1 win.
Georgie the Georgian. I love it.
I had to look up the spelling of his name, so I knew he was from Georgia.
Yeah,
So
that's who that's from now on. That's his name for us.
Georgie, I'm sorry if you ever hear this, man. I just can't do
It's probably not the first time he's been called that in a foreign country.
it,
Like that sounds like a go-to.
Oh, yeah, this thing would take me forever to figure out how to pronounce. And then I'd be going off like English. Georgian is probably a
Yeah.
little different.
Great, that last name's a great Scrabble score though, let me tell you. Fantastic Scrabbles to grab all new tiles after that. So yeah, though I kind of touched on this a little bit in the Oxford one, but man, the weather in every match was just beautiful. It's like, geez, like I live in California, like I'm moving to England where they have the good weather.
What's funny actually is I've noticed like almost all season, whatever the weather's like there is what it's like here up here in Eugene. Like when
Yeah.
it's dumping over there, it's like dumping here. Like today we had a beautiful day. I was just like, oh man.
Maybe you're on like similar latitudes.
I think that's part of it, definitely.
Yeah, the first Bristol goal was a bad, lazy Watford giveaway. Not much else to say on that, but the second goal for Bristol, the guy on the one of the wingers, the winger for Bristol, did like a dummy to himself, basically. Like he pretended to receive a pass and it like went behind, and he like raised his foot and it went behind him, and then he ran up forward to go get it. But the ball, before he recovered it, looked like it might have gone out of bounds.
Oh,
And
yes, I know which play you're talking about down the right sideline.
yeah, down the right side, like it
Yeah.
looked real
It was
close.
close. It was close.
Yeah, and because we only get one angle, so it's hard to tell if it's completely over the white line from our side. And
I
of
mean, it
course,
was on the camera side on that one, though, so.
yeah, but the Oxford, or, I mean, not the Oxford, the Watford players were apparently not happy with it. They thought that it was out of bounds, and when that leads to a goal like that, that really stings.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you happen to see Bristol's high ca very very high cameras this time or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I thought of it immediately.
Good. I'm not just
It
imagining things.
was like, no, it
Yeah.
was very high.
The Bristol City Sky Cam.
Yeah. I was
But
surprised you didn't go into it further like you have every other time.
I was it was my intention, because I meant mention it every time, to not mention it this time, but I couldn't resist. It's like, oh, I'm trying to, I don't, there's some comparisons I want to make to it, but I'm not going to, because they're R-rated.
All right, Carl. Speaking of that big win for Bristol, let's start taking a look at the standings in the EFL Championship. Burnley move up to first at 84 points with their big win. Sheffield Moved down to second, barely above Leeds by 1 point with the Leeds draw. Sunderland, as we said earlier, stay still there at 75 points. They're not going anywhere. Middlesbrough and Bristol City move up. They're tied at 60 points apiece. And what do we have? A tie. Oh no, that's a 4 goal differential for Middlesbrough. They're up in that one. And Coventry and West Brom both take L's and move down to seventh and eighth, respectively.
Yep. Yeah, this, as we've talked about, this top three is coming down to the wire, and it seems to shuffle at least one or at least two of the teams seem to shuffle every week. And then the bottom two, yeah, there's a new bottom two every week as well.
Yeah, it's
So.
like it's the two 7th and 8th teams, 7th and 8th place teams moved up. Or no, was it 6 and 7?
Yeah, I think.
See, I can't remember. I know they both moved up. Well, they both
Well,
got a
no, so
win. They
yeah, because
both got a
Kevin.
win, so they were at 57. Yeah, so they were the 7th and 8th place teams, or West Brom might have been in the middle of them, but they both move into playoff contention now.
Yep. Yeah, and doesn't seem like that long ago that everyone, including us, were shitting all over Middlesbrough.
Yep.
And here they are again, like friggin' Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. This is the eighth sequel of Middlesbrough appearing in the top six, only to get blasted away. But we'll see if they hang around this time. I have no, like, I have no guesses on what's gonna happen with this right now.
No, two exciting races though. It's pretty crazy. Like I figured there'd be an exciting race involved in this, but I didn't quite have the understanding that we can have two gigantic races for the playoffs at the same time going, with the automatic relegation being two spots, and then now we're going for that 5th and 6th spot between four teams. Like, this is
Oh
pretty
yeah.
cool stuff.
Yeah, making the top two automatic and then having the next four in a playoff, like that makes that second spot so critical. And then I mean may having it be a playoff makes that second spot critical. But yeah, I can't wait to watch these playoff matches.
Yeah, I'm super stoked too.
Imagine if Leeds is having to do a double leg against like Bristol City. Like they're gonna be feeling the pressure, I'd
Yeah, well, and
imagine.
their fans are gonna be like making it worse.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely not the "It's okay, guys, we got this." They're not those types of fans at all. So
No, they are not, man. That has been one of my new favorite things following this season. Like, oh wow, these people are maniacs. Like, you thought tiger droppings was bad.
oh yeah, no, at least that.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's a whole nother level, these Leeds fans. But yeah, I'm glad that we're actually, because if they just cruised to the title, we wouldn't be experiencing this. But now that we're seeing what we're seeing, we get to see it on full display, the panic and the depression. So So what a treat
Yeah,
for
our first taste of blood, you know?
us.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at next week's action. We got a double fixture in the EFL Championship this week. So we're going to start Tuesday at iPro Stadium, where Derby host Burnley. This was a nil-nil draw back in match week 20, December.
The days of the Burnley nil-nil draws seem to be behind us. But you know what? I think maybe that means we're due. So this seems like one of those, I wake up, well, actually, no, it's on a Tuesday, so I'm not going to be watching it at all. So yeah, I'm fine with a nil-nil draw then, since I won't be watching it.
Yeah, I think what you were trying to say is you think Burnley's probably got this one. I'm probably with you. Other than a nil-nil draw, of course, which you don't care about because you won't be watching it.
Yeah, no, so for those reasons alone, I'm saying nil-nil draw. We're
Oh,
good.
you're just saying it's going to be a nil-nil draw.
Yeah. I feel it in me plums.
No, I think Burnley have been playing well. They're definitely the hottest team in the league right now. So, I think they'll get some goals. Jaden Anthony will do something, and yeah, I think Burnley got this pretty handily.
Yeah, they better put my boy Zian Fleming on the field. If they don't start him, then it's a nil-nil draw.
He's good coming off the bench. He's got a bunch of goals coming off the bench this season.
No, I want Fleming from the opening whistle.
Okay. Next game, we go to Carrow Road where Norwich hosts Sunderland. Sunderland took this 2-1 back in December at the Stadium of Light. Who you got in this one?
Caw, caw. Give me the canaries. Give me the canaries at home. Yeah, I'm feeling they're finally going to give their fans something to look at. And I think Sunderland's a team that can be ripe for the picking on the right day, and they are stuck eternally at fourth place, so maybe they start experimenting a little or something.
DraftKings might agree. They have Norwich as the favorites.
Yeah, I like that. That makes me even more confident in the Norwich idea.
I mean, you got a point. Norwich are they've got their backs to the wall, and Sunderland are posted up, so it might be a good time for Norwich to take one at home, but I like the way Sunderland have been playing. I think they'd probably take this. I'd probably go draw no bet.
Yeah. I don't blame you for that.
Cool. Let's move to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United host Millwall Bricks. This was a 1-0 win for Sheffield back in December. Who you got in this one?
Can Millwall turn into their alter ego Thrillwall? I don't know. I'm gonna hold off, and I'd have to go with the Blades.
Yeah, they're heavy favorites right now on DraftKings. But yeah, I think they definitely need a win after the loss to Oxford. So that they might be coming out strong at home. And Millwall are just kind of middle of the pack. They've had some good games, but haven't really impressed this season. I think Sheffield bounce back win for sure.
I mean, Millwall's ninth. It's not like they're out in Shithole Island.
No, I just think they're middle. I think nine is around the middle.
I mean, no, it's higher than the middle.
You think when people talk about the middle table teams, they're talking about one specific spot? I think nine to what, 16, 17 could be middle. Maybe not
No,
17.
for me, there's only one middle table
There's
team,
only
and
one mid, yeah, and that's
that's
whoever's middle.
12th place. That's
Yeah.
Blackburn Rovers. They're about mid-table. No, they're not. They're 13th.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be Captain Semantics from now on.
right, Carl, let's move to Ashton Gate, where Bristol City hosts West Bromwich Albion. West Brom took this 2-0 back in December. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Let me give you the odds here. Bristol City favorites in this plus 125 straight up, plus 220 for West Brom straight up, plus 235 for the draw. Draw no bet. Bristol minus 160, West Brom plus 125. Who you got?
Yeah, give me that West Brom draw no bet for 75.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's a good bet. I'm gonna go a little opposite. I'm gonna go straight up Bristol City, also plus 125. So got a little bit of a heads up. You're gonna take the draw on this one. Doesn't seem fair, but
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, that's what happens when you take the home team and they're better. I mean, what do you expect? You just want all the odds to cater to your whim, every whim.
no, I'm just making an observation, that's all.
Yeah, we'll take your observations and stick them up your ass.
Dude, now I really hope Bristol win this
Because
game.
West Brom has taken this one, and Daryl DK scoring two goals.
All right. Next game, we go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough hosts Leeds United, another DraftKings match of the week. Carl, Leeds United won this 3-1 back in December. Who you got? Oh, let me give you the odds. Sorry. Leeds favorites in this one, minus 125 to win straight up. Middlesbrough plus 330, plus 285 for the draw. Draw no bet will get you minus 190, or excuse me, minus 290 for Leeds and plus 220 for Middlesbrough.
Yeah, I think that listening to those odds, I think that Middlesbrough draw no bet is where it's at. Either that or just a straight draw, but every time I've tried to do that, it's failed miserably. So I don't know, like I always am tempted by the draw odds, but then when I look at the score after it happens, I'm just like, God.
How much you want to put on it?
50.
Yeah, I'm also taking that draw no bet for Middlesbrough in this one. Just no odds for Leeds in this.
None.
Yeah, and I don't want to give you two matches where you're gonna beat me with a draw. Yeah, definitely sticking with that. I'm gonna go 100 bucks on it, plus 220. All right, we move to Wednesday's game at the CBS Arena where Coventry hosts Portsmouth. Portsmouth, big win 4-1 back in December. Seems like ages ago for Coventry. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, that was definitely a different Coventry City. They've lost two in a row though now, so they've cooled
Yeah.
off after their red hot streak to push them way up the table.
Yeah, the international break might have taken it out of them.
Yeah, that's an sometimes that's unfortunate timing for these teams. Just when they're finding their form, and then you got to take a whole week off and who knows what could happen, but I'd still take Coventry at home against Pompey.
Yeah, no odds. Odds are definitely in Portsmouth's favor if Portsmouth can grab something on the road, but it seems like they get their magic at home with their fast offense. So yeah, I think I'm with you. I'd probably take Coventry. There's no odds for Coventry though. You'd probably have to take them straight. I'm just looking at the draw no bets. You'd probably have to take them straight up, but yeah.
Yeah, better than just throwing your money away.
I like Portsmouth this season, but we'll see.
I know you do. I'm gonna get you a some Portsmouth boxers.
All right, let's move to the weekend fixtures starting at the Turf Moor on Friday, where Burnley hosts Norwich City. This is a 2-1 victory for Burnley back in December. Who you got?
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
But yeah, Burnley at home. That's,
yeah.
Can't pick anything else.
I'm with you. Odds aren't out yet on the weekend fixtures. We'll take a look at them later, but later on in the week. But for right now, yeah, I'm taking Burnley in this one. Saturday's game, we go to Ellen Road, where Leeds United host Preston North End. This was a 1-1 draw back in December. Who do you think's got this one?
Yeah, so I mean, Leeds at home is just,
yeah.
I mean, Preston North End, they're almost middle of the table at 14th, but not quite.
Not so quite middle of the table.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right near middle of the table, but yeah. Even though it's becoming tempting to, because our hearts lie with Leeds crashing and burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to go with your head over your heart. And so yeah, I take Leeds at home.
Yep. Same. But yeah, it's it is tempting to wish them harm just to see their fans freak out.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I want, yeah. The memes are so ripe and
yeah,
everything is just so good. Like if it happens, then we get a feast for the eye.
Oh yeah, it's a celebration that'll last all off season. Next game, we go to Ellen Road. We go to Home Park, where Plymouth Argyle hosts Sheffield United. Sheffield took this 2-0 at home back in December. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, I got Sheffield. Plymouth is, you know, their form isn't the worst recently.
Especially at home.
Yeah, you know, they just beat Norwich.
Yeah, everybody's beating Norwich right now.
That's like bragging about getting with like the loosest girl in town, like. Everybody's slept with Norwich this year. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, yeah, Sheffield got to go with them, even though it's
a part. Yeah, even on the road, I'm with you. Next game, we go to the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosts Swansea. This was a 3-2 banger back in December. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, Swansea's not too terrible, but and like we said with the last one, Sunderland's comfortably posted up and fourth.
Yeah,
but I don't think I can pick against Sunderland twice in a row, especially you know, they're gonna be at home again, even though that's a little shaky. But I don't think Swansea's got the chest to take out Sunderland.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sunderland's still kind of, you know, they want to play. It's hard to play hard when you know it's kind of an exhibition, but you know they do want to have good form going into the playoff, knowing that they're going to have to at least play two legs.
Yeah, you still got to stay somewhat sharp. It's like
right, but it's hard not, you know, athlete's mind frame, like when you're just trying not to get hurt, it's hard not to just like gear down to 75%, you know.
Yeah, it's a fine line. Very fine line. It'll be interesting to see how Sunderland balance that tightrope.
Yep. Yeah, but otherwise, I'm with you. I think Sunderland should win, but I think it might be close. We'll have to take a look at the odds come midweek, but I think it'll be close.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that. Yeah, Sunderland, they're it's not like they're blowing teams out at Stadium of Light, so
No.
yeah.
Yep. Next game, we go to the Hawthorns. We're West Bromwich Albion host Watford. This was a 2-1 win for Watford back in December.
So we got the Baggy Bird versus Suicide Moose. I'm going with the Baggy Bird on this one. Watford's sent 2025 for Watford has been a very forgettable year. And West Brom's still fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, they will. One, they got a big game with Bristol the week before, half a week before, a few days before. Depending on that result too.
Yeah, that could change how they come out in this one. Watford has some dangerous players, but just are super inconsistent, haven't been able to put it together.
Yeah, for sure. It
Yeah, so
doesn't feel like they score enough goals for what they've got.
I mean they have 48, which is kind of on the lower in the lower half of things. And yeah, they have some name players, so it is surprising. Their fans have to be pretty disappointed, but I mean, so do West Brom's fans for that matter. But I'm gonna go with the Baggy Birds at the Hawthorns.
Yeah, to be clear, I was talking about West Brom. They don't, it doesn't feel like they score enough.
Oh, yeah, they have the same amount of goals as Watford. The only difference is West Brom's given up 17 less goals.
Yeah.
So there's your problem right there.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I'm probably West Brom, and the midweek fixture against Bristol is going to be huge. So if they lose that, they might be going balls to the wall. So,
Yes, sir.
yep. Next game, we go to Loftus Road, where the Park Rangers host Bristol City. This was a 1-1 draw back in December. What you got in this one?
Yeah, with the way the Park Rangers are playing right now, they're 0-2 and 4. Oh wait, no. Does it go win, draw, loss, or is it win, loss, draw?
Win, draw, loss.
Okay, so yeah, they're 0-2 and 4 in their last 6. So at this rate, they might even get their Park Ranger titles revoked. They might just be the park visitors for the or maybe if it gets really bad, the park residents.
The park residents. The park overnighters. Yeah, and I think Bristol will be playing for one of those last playoff spots. So even on the road, I'd say maybe Bristol draw no bet.
Yeah, give me Bristol straight up.
Yep. All right, let's go to the Den, where the Millwall Bricks hosted Middlesbrough. This is a 1-0 win for Middlesbrough back in December.
Millwall still barely within striking distance. They are a top half of the table team, just to clarify. But I think in this game, I think they become Thrill Wall and they take down Burrow at home. What is that on their Middlesbrough's crest? Is that like a lion?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, I just was never really paid it to. I knew it was some kind of animal with its paws in the air. I just couldn't tell what exactly it was. But yeah, give me Thrill Wall at the Den.
Yeah, I'm with you. Sorry, I was looking up some
Horn.
Middlesbrough. No, yeah, I was scouting. No, I was looking up some Middlesbrough history to see if they had anything real quick about the Lion, but sorry, nothing. Yeah, I think I'm more on the Middlesbrough side right now, especially because they got their big game with Leeds coming up midweek, so there's a lot riding on that Wednesday game or Tuesday game before to really know. And then they're going to be a back, or they'll be on the road in this one. So who knows? Yeah, I think I tend to lean more Middlesbrough in this, but yeah, I could definitely see it going either way.
Yeah, this one seems like a toss up.
All right, we finished Monday night at MKM Stadium, where Hull City hosts Coventry. This was a 2-1 win back in December for Coventry. Who you got in this one?
I'll take City.
You're gonna go Hull in this one.
No, I didn't say that. I just said I'm taking City. I just love that when the fans call their team City. I'm like, yeah, there's like 100 City teams. That doesn't differentiate you from shit by calling them City. Like, which city are you talking about? But anyway, enough of my old man rant. Yeah, I like Hull. Like, I like them. They've been playing decently, and they've been spoilers here and there throughout the season. Coventry's been shaky. And yeah, going to Hull. Yeah, I think I might even subscribe to Tigers Plus for this.
That's the only thing that scares me about Coventry right now is the fact that they've lost two in a row. There's a possibility they've lost their mojo since the international break. So I'm really interested to see what they do at home against Portsmouth. But yeah, I'm with you. I could see Hull City pulling something out, but right now I just go Coventry. They're too far ahead on the table. I think they're going to be ready for Hull City come Monday night.
Yeah, I just like I like Hull. I like their little ability to be a thorn in team
Yeah,
sides.
no, I get you.
So I'm gonna go with my Tigers.
All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the music.
We're going to start with the midweek action on Wednesday at Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth hosted Ipswich Town. Carl, this might have been the game of the week. We haven't seen the weekend games yet, but this might have been the game of the week. The Cherries would be in control for most of this game, but in the 34th minute, the Tractor Boys would get it in gear, starting with Julio and Ciso attacking the defense. Drawing in five Bournemouth defenders, then squirts the ball out to a waiting Nathan Broadhead, who makes a nice first touch to beat the defender and nutmegs the keeper. Carl, I put an exclamation point on that one. That goal was so good. Bournemouth continue to control the pace of the game, but again, Ipswich make the great play in the 60th minute with some really nice give and go action between Liam Delap and Connor Townsend. Townsend's pass coming from the byline right back to Delap, who positions himself in front of the net with a one-on-one versus the keeper, and Delap buries it to go up 2-0. Cherries finally get on the board in the 67th minute, pressing the Ipswich defense, and a Lewis Cook shot is saved by keeper Alex Palmer, but the rebound goes right to Evan Ilson to poach the goal. The Tractor Boys would hold them off, though, and get a huge win 2-1.
Yeah, definitely a very fun match to watch. Like this one was hot. This,
The
you know,
goals were great. Like, even if obviously I just got to watch the highlights. I don't know about you, but it's a small window into the game, so I'm not sure if the whole game was as exciting as those goals. But I mean, those two Ipswich goals were bangers.
yeah, I mean, well, Bournemouth did have 24 shots. Seven of so they were firing away. Only seven were on target, but still, they had a two ex expected goals versus Ipswich's w a little over one. So that shows what that means sometimes. But a key factor that I didn't realize until after the match that could have been a key factor is that Ipswich had 17 days rest before this
Yeah, I
match.
heard that at the beginning.
And Bournemouth had 2 days rest, and some of the players on the Bourne or the players, the fans on the Bournemouth subreddit were saying that they thought their players looked tired, and that may have had something to do with it. But
For sure.
yeah, and then yeah,
But
that the last goal.
you were in the FA Cup, so like
Yeah, you have to go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, this puts a dent in Bournemouth's Europe chances again. But I mean, they've had a great season no matter what happens. So they shouldn't be too upset. We'll see. There's still, what, 8 games left, I think.
Yep.
So, and then at one point, Ipswich did have a goal line clearance by a defender, immediately followed by a great save by the keeper. I think that was kind of earlier in the match. So I
Yeah,
think,
32nd minute, Dara O'Shea had the goal line clearance.
yeah. So yeah, Bournemouth, this could have easily gone a different way, but Ipswich took their opportunities when they had one, and
Yep, I think that I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say they only had two shots on target. So their two shots on target were the goals.
yep, 100% on shots on target.
Yeah.
So this keeps them on life support for not being relegated,
Well, and I
but
do believe they have a game with Wolves coming up, and they're 9 points back of Wolves at the moment, before the weekend fixtures. And
yeah,
that might even,
they play this weekend.
yeah. So that's huge. That's a 6 point swing, basically. But still, like, even if they win that, they're still 6 points back, with seven to play. That's gonna be rough.
Yeah, they'll be mathematically alive.
Yeah, exactly. But you gotta have a lot of things to go. You better get hot real quick.
Yep, you better do the math. You better use all the signs, plus, minus, multiply, and division for that mathematical equation.
That's funny. All right, Carl, let's go to the Etihad where Man City hosted Leicester. City start fast in the second minute, driving the ball into the offensive third with Savinho taking the ball down to the byline and passing to the center of the penalty area where Jack Grealish was waiting to kick in the easy goal. Leicester continue their Leicester ways in the 29th minute when keeper Mads Hermansen can't corral an easy chip into the box, and City's Omar Marmoush capitalizes on the open net. City cruise to the 2-0 victory.
Shocking result. Shocking result. I've got a few things to say about this one. I knew this was going to be a boring ass game, so I tried to go outside of the box with my notes a little bit and find some
Yeah.
fun stuff. So first things first, Ederson, the Man City goalie with the giant neck tat. So he has just started doing interviews in English. And one of the recent ones, he told the interviewer that he's worn the same underwear in every match since coming to Man City 8 years ago.
But he wasn't their starting goalkeeper for a while there. Don't they have a new, he's like new to the starting role this year, isn't he?
Yeah, but still, I mean,
Okay. Well, I think being a backup goalie, you're not sweating much on the bench.
yeah, but if, I mean, but if you wear the lucky underwear and the team loses, doesn't that take away the mystique of the underwear? Shouldn't you just go with a different pair? It's like it's not working. Like that only you only do the underwear thing if you're on like a win streak. That's just my opinion. But Hermanson, the goalie for Leicester, had kind of a blunder, but it was caused by a teammate. Did you see who that teammate was?
No.
It was our favorite defender, Wout Faes.
Oh, yeah.
He got in his way. I think Wout
It
Faes
was
was getting,
Sideshow Bob site.
yes, he was getting jealous that the goalie was gonna steal his thunder. So he said, "No, I'll show you how to fuck it up. Let me show you how to blow it." And then the let I went on the Leicester subreddit after the match, and someone, one of their fans, made a post, and it was under the tag highlights, and the title was "All Our Best Goals from the Last 7 Weeks," and I clicked it, and it was an empty post. And then finally, fun little side note. Did you hear about Erling Haaland and the Man City mascot?
No.
So I guess a week ago, Erling Haaland was reported to police after a Manchester City mascot accused him of giving her whiplash with a tap to the back of her head. After she went to the police, Manchester City decided not to renew the woman's contract to perform as Moonbeam.
Yeah, I'd say that's yeah, probably the right move.
But then another thing, so I was curious about this Moonbeam character.
Oh God, now I
It's
gotta look.
actually a male and female, like Mr. and Mrs. Met mascot team.
Mr. and Mrs. Moonbeam?
Yeah, well, so Moonbeam's the girl, and the main mascot, the man, you want to know his name?
Oh my God, is this some hippie shit?
No, they're like aliens.
What?
Yeah, they hail from the planet Blue Moon, according to the.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh my God, I'm looking at these things right now.
The name of the other one is my favorite.
What is it?
Moonchester.
Moonchester. Oh,
Yeah.
this
The
is insane.
Philly fanatic, they are not.
Moonchester. That's awful.
Yeah, so that's
Special edition.
special. I just realized the kind of double entendre of special edition. Anyway, that's all I got for that match.
Oh, these mascots are awful.
Yeah, they deserve to get hit in the back of the head.
Yeah. All right, Carl, let's move to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton hosted Crystal Palace. Saints get the lead they desperately needed in the 20th minute when Leslie Ugochukwu gets a great ball to Paul Uonachu, who heads it near side for the goal. Heartbreak for Southampton, though, in the 90 plus 2, a failed clearance from the Saints gives the ball to Jefferson Lima, who puts a nice cross into the 18-yard box, where Mateus Frangia heads it in for the Eagles. Southampton blow their chance to not be considered the worst team in Premier League history and are now 1 point lower than the mark at 11.
Heartbreak indeed for Southampton. So I was trying to find some like weird facts about Southampton before we say goodbye to them. There was a thing on my Google search and it had a list of notable players and it only had one, and it was Gareth Bale.
Really?
Yeah, so I looked it up, and I guess Gareth Bale played 40 games with them and scored 5 goals for them when he was 17, and then immediately got sent to Tottenham Hotspur. So I don't know what that says about Southampton's history, that they're like hanging on to Gareth Bale's coattails like that when he played basically one season for them.
Yeah.
But you take what you can get.
And
Maybe they'll
five
have a.
goals isn't exactly beating the door down, but I mean, I guess he is 17 years old, so.
But maybe they'll build a statue of him. Also, with Southampton getting relegated, we're going to get to see the South Coast Derby next season in the Championship. It is them and Portsmouth. And I get,
Portsmouth, Southampton and Portsmouth for the
yeah.
South Coast Derby.
Yep. And I guess this one's really bitter.
Good. Not like the damn Steel City Derby.
Yeah, the Steel City, let's like jerk each other off and yeah, let's have a with some passion, let's have some hatred in one of these derbies. The only other thing I got to say about this is a lot of times, so a draw at home for Southampton, a lot of times when a team draws at home, the crowd will boo. But this one, actually, the crowd cheered, and actually, the Southampton team carried the manager off the pitch.
I heard it was his first point. No, it was maybe that was the other manager.
Yeah, no, they didn't actually carry him off the
I
pitch.
was gonna say I didn't see anything about that.
You imagine someone getting carried off the pitch for
For
a
a
draw?
draw, 1-1 draw at home. They're still a point short of the record.
He's holding up one finger on each hand to signify 1-1.
We go to the weekend fixtures starting Saturday at Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts Wolves. Tractor Boys get started in the 16th minute with a long cross from Axel Tuanzebe into the 18-yard box, and Darren O'Shea heads it back across goal where Liam Delap was waiting to tap it in the goal. Wolves would control most of the game, and in the 72nd minute, they are pressing the offensive third when Jordan Strands Larson makes a pass back to Pablo Sarabia, whose first touch is blocked, but he reaches out with his left boot and strikes it past the keeper. Wolves go up in the 84th minute when Andre makes a great pass across the 18-yard box, and Sarabia volleys the ball into the 6-yard box, where Larson streaks in and gets the ball across the line to earn the 2-1 victory.
Wolves pretty much dominated this match.
Yeah, even when Ipswich got their gold, Wolves were pretty much in control.
Yeah, I had Delap's first blood was against the run of play,
Yep.
and that was about as good as it got for Ipswich. Ipswich goalie Alex Palmer almost had an all-timer. Did you see that?
Remind me.
There's a ball that was headed back towards rolling on the ground, and he
Oh,
just
yes, and he missed it with his foot. Yes.
had to go dive back and save it off the line. And
Well, yeah, and
then
you see that resulted in the
the closest free kick of all time.
yes.
Yeah, that I'd never seen anything like that.
Yeah, well, that was because it was initially passed back to him, so he's not allowed to use his hands. So when
Yeah.
he had to dive back to save that ball from going over the line, it was a foul.
Yeah, well, they did save that one. That was interesting. That was really neat to see.
Yeah.
So my question for you, now we know that Wolves are going to be staying up. Is Jose Sa the starting goalie for Wolves in the opener next season?
No, I don't want him, do you?
I mean, I want him. I know Wolves probably don't want him, but
I want him in the league, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
I think I think we'd be missing something if he wasn't around. But I'm curious to see what they do with him. I don't know. I'd have to look at what his contract situation is like, but I'm very curious about that. But yeah, Wolves pretty much just cemented themselves as staying up, and as if we didn't need any more confirmation that the three are getting
Yeah.
relegated, then it's pretty much written in stone at this point.
Yep, I agree. I agree. All right, next we go to Sunday's game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where Tottenham took on Southampton. Tottenham start the scoring in the 13th minute, pressing down the left side. Jed Spence makes it down to the byline and passes back to Brennan Johnson, who goes top shelf for the 1-0 lead. Spurs score again in the 42nd minute when a cross gets blocked straight up into the air. It hangs a while, a big bounce off the ground, and James Maddison is there for a perfect header to Brennan Johnson, who just has to get his foot under the ball to deflect it in. Saints get on the board in the 90th minute with a nice cross into the box, finds Mateus Fernandez, and he puts it in off the first touch. Matisse Tell would tack on a penalty goal for the Spurs in the 90+6 to win the game 3-1. With that loss, the Saints are the first team officially relegated to the championship this season, and they also set the record for fastest team to be relegated in the Premier League season.
Did you see on the championship subreddit, Southampton fans were having a relegation party after the
Yeah, I
match?
did see that.
Yeah. Gotta love it. I mean, you gotta find something to celebrate.
Yeah, they were partying too.
Yeah, I would love to have been there. But Southampton goalie Aaron Ramsdale did save one with his face.
Yep, I saw that.
It reminded me, have you ever seen that Scott Sterling video? It's like a comedy video, but it's like,
yeah, every time he goes off the guy's face or something.
yeah
Yeah, I've
yes
seen that.
yeah it makes me I think I need to watch that again. It's been a while. But also the penalty that Spurs got at the end there,
Yeah.
I believe Brennan Johnson drew the penalty, but he could have had a hat trick if they let him shoot
Take
the
the shot.
penalty. But they instead they gave it to some young kid who scored his first goal. What decision would you have made? Would you have let Johnson take the penalty, or would you have given a kid a chance to get on the board?
I heard that Matisse Tell was asking for it, so maybe you give it to him because he was asking for it. I'm not sure. I think what are the orders of operation? It would go to the guy who got fouled first, and then the captain decides if the guy who got fouled doesn't want it. How does that go?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. Yeah, I wonder if Brennan Johnson just said, "Hey, yeah, let's give it to this kid.
Yeah.
Let him get some confidence, let him get on the board."
It's
But
got to be somebody's call. I don't think you just give it to a rookie just because he wants it.
I'd be curious to find out what the decision was behind that. But yeah, once again, congratulations to Southampton for making Spurs look good for once. And yeah, we're back, baby. We're setting it up for next season.
Oh yeah. Just
Yep.
all rolling into next season, trying to
Yep.
start next season on a roll.
Yep, playing 4D chess. Spurs.
All right, Carl, let's finish with Monday Night Football in the King Power Stadium, where Leicester hosts Newcastle. Uncle Vardy gets a shot in the first minute of the game, saved by keeper Nick Pope for Newcastle. The Magpies would answer right back in the second minute, pressing on the left side. Tino Livramento crosses through the six-yard box, and Jacob Murphy has a tap in. Bad goes to worse in the 11th minute. Magpies' Fabian Scher tries to catch Foxes keeper Matt Hermanson out of his box and launches the ball from way downtown. The ball would hit the crossbar, but Hermanson has backtracked all the way into his own net. The ball bounces out front for a poaching Jacob Murphy, who gets his brace. Newcastle had a third in the 34th minute on a shot from Joe Linton, saved by Hermanson, but the rebound goes to Harvey Barnes, who puts it away for the 3-0 win.
God, what a clown show Leicester is right now.
That second goal just epitomizes everything.
That second goal was fantastic. Those, yeah, that first half just reminded me so much of like Germany, Brazil, and like Leicester's team was just so defeated. Like
Yeah.
they just looked like they were, I don't know, they looked like zombies out there, and they cannot wait for this season to end. I
Oh
feel.
my gosh. Yeah. And Vardy had a shot to end the scoring streak, the scoreless streak in the very first minute, and they didn't really have a shot after that.
Yep.
They were just defeated.
The streak continues.
Yeah,
They're like,
yeah.
yeah.
So 760 minutes without a goal straight, 720 minutes straight without a goal at home.
Yeah,
That's insane.
just dreadful. They're like the mirror image of Burnley. It's
Yeah.
like, oh yeah. I mean, I'd say I'd love to see Leicester and Burnley play, but we all know how that would end.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be pretty. I mean, Leicester would be begging for a nil-nil draw.
Yeah. The only other note I really have besides Leicester just looking absolutely awful is they did bring in a sub towards the end named Jeremy Manga, who is 15 years old. And he became the second youngest player in Premier League history. And actually, they had to find him a shirt to wear that did not have the sponsor because below a certain age, it must be 16, you are not allowed to wear a shirt sponsor for some reason. So they had to find him a blank jersey to throw
Wow.
on. And he got in the game. I don't th really think he did anything, but something maybe to look forward to for Leicester.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in the highlights, but.
Yeah, just a fun little tidbit.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the Premier League standings. Again, we pretty much know what's going to happen. So we look at Ipswich Town, got their win, excuse me, at the beginning of the week. So they move up 3 points to 20 points. They're in 18th spot. Leicester still at 17 points with back-to-back losses in 19th spot. Southampton get their 1 point closer to the record, but they're still 1 point back at 20th spot with 10 points. Next week's action, we start Saturday at Amex Stadium, where Brighton, Hove Albion, hosts Leicester City. This was a 2-2 draw back in December. Who you got, Carl?
I don't think it's gonna take much of a genius to make a pick on this one.
No, I mean, Leicester will be happy with a 2-2 draw this time around. That
I mean,
that'll be miracle on ice for them.
yeah, them scoring two goals, that would be something.
Yeah.
Brighton would have to do some soul searching if they let two goals in for Leicester. But yeah, Brighton all the way, no question.
Agreed. Next game, St. Mary's Stadium, Southampton hosts Aston Villa. Villa took this 1-0 back in December.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the easy choice is Aston Villa. There's really no evidence to the contrary.
Yeah,
Villa's up
even
in.
Draw No Bet has Villa minus 475.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Villa is still right there for European qualification. They're, so yeah,
Yeah, they beat Forest this week, so.
they did. Yeah. So they're, I mean, they're 2 points back of fifth
Yep.
and sixth. The only thing is their goal differential is zero, whereas the other two, Chelsea and Newcastle, are in the teens, so that could
Yeah,
wind up hurting them.
I don't see either of those teams going down either. I mean, maybe Newcastle loses. Yeah, I guess Chelsea can too. They're both right there at that fifth, sixth spot, like you said. But they're both playing pretty good right now, Chelsea and Newcastle. So.
I mean, I have to go with Villa on this one.
Yeah. Speaking of Chelsea, we go to the next game at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea hosts Ipswich Town. Ipswich with a big upset 2-0 at home back in December. Who you got in this one?
Wow, shameful of Chelsea to lose at
I think
Portland Road.
Ipswich only win at home this season.
Wow, they beat Chelsea.
Yeah.
Can they do it again? Can they do it again to Chelsea? I don't. I
No,
can't.
I don't think
Yeah,
so.
I can't in any sort of clear mind pick them to do
Yeah,
that. Like it's just getting harder and harder to pick these teams unless
it's
they're
been
playing
like
each
that for a
other.
few weeks now, where we've kind of just like known who's gonna be relegated and just kind of know that the three games we're not picking for them, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean the form check between the three, looking at all three's last six games, between them, 18 matches, there's one win.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I mean, putting your money on any of these teams to win right now is you're playing the odds and hoping to just strike gold, but yeah, I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Well, speaking of odds, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard for this week. Carl, you went 0-0-2, losing $125. You are down to $535.92 on the season with a 26-7-38 record. I went 1-0-1, winning $5. I'm now at $1,449.85 with a 29-9-28 record. Just whooping that ass.
Congrats on the $5.
Yeah.
You even get a foot long from Subway?
You went the same record last week and lost 20 bucks, so don't even talk to me about that.
Hey, can you even get a foot long from Subway for $5 anymore?
No, man.
Yeah, what a shame. I blame Jared. He ruined it all.
All
Damn
right,
you,
Carl. Well,
Jared.
it has been a fun week. We had some great action. We got some more great action coming up this week. Another double fixture in the championship and some good Premier League action. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Thank you all at home for joining us again this week. And we will see you next week. Carl, say bye.
I want an invite to Southampton's next relegation party. Give it to me. I want to be there.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to five times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.